listening to the dialogue with these issues bothering you. Comments about everything. Mental issues, lifestyle, www.applesurgeradio.com.
All right, guys, once you hear this, you already know what time it is. It is time for us to talk on Dialogue with Najiti on AfroSearch Radio. This comes your way every Saturday from 10 a.m. if you're in Boston, United States of America, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And if you're in Nigeria, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Saturday. Today is the 3rd of April, 2021. Makes it the first edition in April and also the special Easter edition. But what we're going to be talking about today has nothing to do with Easter. It has been a long time coming. Welcome to the program. My name is Najiti, and today we're going to be talking about a very, very important topic, which has been in the lips of men and in the lips of women, most especially. And the subject is as old as time, but we're going to try and get answers today, as we have a marriage counselor as our guest today. And we're going to be talking about why men and women cheat. You know, Dialogue with Najiti is the program where we discuss everything, anything, societal issues, any issues whatsoever. We discuss it here on the program. You can also be a part of the program by sending your comments and thoughts or opinion on our website at www.afrosurgeradio.com. Just go to our chat room, drop your comments and be a part of the conversation. Or if you can't do that, you can go on our social media platforms on Instagram, on Twitter, especially using the hashtag DWN, and drop your comments and thoughts on what you think about men cheating and what you think about women cheating. Well, let's go on a quick musical break. And by the time we are back from that, I am so certain that our guest will join us on the program to discuss why men and women cheat. It's something that we will keep talking about, but let's just hear some answers, maybe. In the meantime, Angelique Kidjo and Yemi Alade with Dignity. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Dialogue with Najiti.
Come in peace, nothing peace.
To Dialogue with Najiti on Afro Soj Radio. Before the break, we told you that we're going to be talking about why men and women cheat. A dicey topic, right? Very interesting one too. So you want to be a part of this conversation, all you need to do is join the conversation on our chat room on the website www.afrosojradio.com, or you can also join the conversation on Twitter at Afro Soj Radio using the hashtag DWN, and we will read all the comments. Would love to have a spicy and interesting conversation. Now, joining me via Zoom on the program today to talk about this issue, this is an issue, and it's, I don't know how long it's going to be in the face of the earth, but we have to talk about it. So let's talk. And joining me to have this discussion is a marriage counselor. His name is Uche Najuan Augustine. Welcome to the program. Welcome, Uchena. And at this time, you need to unmute your mic. Hello, Uchena, if you can hear me, you need to unmute your mic. All right, so guys, what do you think about cheating in a relationship, most especially in marriage? I mean, like, this is something that, you know, people talk about all of the time, and it is as old as time itself. So having a marriage counselor come on the program to talk about the issue of cheating is one exciting thing, because they are professionals and they know much better than we do know. And so the question will be pushed back to the professionals. Why do men cheat? Why do women cheat? Why is there existence of infidelity? Most of the questions that arises when we talk about things like this is the checkmating of being satisfied with who you have. And so you hear women say, am I not good enough for him? Am I not beautiful? Am I not curvy enough? Am I not more attractive? You know, questions like that keep going on and on and on. And so I decided to have this conversation with a professional, Uche Juan Austin, thinking he's having issues with the internet, or he needs to unmute his mic anyway. But while we're waiting for him to do that, now, stories have come up in the past. Marriages have crashed. Relationship has been brought to an end because of cheating. And so people are asking, why? Why infidelity? Why do people cheat? Those are some of the questions that we're going to be answering today. Now, I got an email. about a woman who is terribly heartbroken because she found out that her husband was cheating on her. And so she couldn't handle that. And so she thought that divorcing him was the right solution. We have a marriage counselor who will tell us if that could be the right thing to do. Yeah. We don't know. I'm not definitely sure that's the right thing to do, but Uchenna Adran has joined us now. So, hello, Uchenna.
Hi.
Welcome to the program. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Sorry about the internet.
We can understand that. We get that all the time. Yeah, basically because we are in different spaces at different times, so we have internet issues. But thank you for being a part of this program. I really appreciate your presence here.
All right. Let's go.
So cheating in a relationship, in marriage. In fact, let's start with marriage. Or should we come back and go talk about marriage later? Because cheating even in the normal relationship is a big problem. This question has been old as time itself. It has not phased out. So what's your thoughts on this, first of all?
Okay. When it has to do with cheating in relationships, I feel like people have to understand first what it means when we define the word cheating. Okay, people need to understand first what it means, because most of the time when people just hear the word cheating, yes, the first thing that comes to everybody's mind is the sexual aspect of it, where someone actually has an affair, more like what we call an affair, with another person or persons that they are not committed to in a relationship or in marriage, as the case may be. All right. So the whole idea, just like when you say someone cheats in a thing, you took something that you're not meant, that doesn't belong to you, or you stole something, or you took advantage of something that is not yours, something that is not meant for you. But that brings me to the context of relationship now, right? You're dating somebody. I just want to make it as practical as possible. You're dating someone, and then, being with that person requires you giving your time, your commitment, your emotions, your heart. You know, when people get hurt, you know what they say? I gave you my heart. I gave you my money. I gave you my body. I gave you everything. And all that.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the whole idea about cheating is when, you now have such kind of affair with someone else, all right, that is not your partner in a relationship. In the marriage context, has to do with you having an affair with a woman or a man that is not your spouse. So that's basically what it is. But there are different aspects. When we talk about cheating, there are different, it has different sides.
Let's start with cheating with another partner. Okay. Yeah, you've already mentioned the fact that people always think about sex when it comes to cheating, but sometimes it could be emotional cheating. You could be emotionally attached to somebody else and you're not giving your partner that kind of attachment. And at the end of the day, they feel betrayed. How do you explain that?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because in the context of cheating, all right, when someone begins to cheat, cheating has its consequences. Cheating has its signs. Or let me use the word. Cheating has the consequences and the signs. They're like twins. All right?
Right.
Yeah, they're like twins. So there is the sexual aspect of it. There is the emotional aspect of it. And I want to say this. Men and women react to these different aspects in very, very unique ways.
Right.
Like, for example, now, you notice that men, now, even though, let's just establish one thing first. According to statistics, all right, men are more likely, most likely to cheat. Men are most likely.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm not disputing the fact that a man can cheat, a woman can cheat, but then men are most likely to cheat. The statistics is there already. Men has it, and especially when it has to do with the aspect of sexual
do you think it's natural? Yep. Or because a lot of times when we have discussions like this, we hear things like, oh, it's actually men are polygamous in nature. Is that an excuse for men going ahead cheating?
Polygamy, you know, it will shock you that polygamous in nature and cheating are not the same.
Please explain that.
Okay. Though being polygamous can lead to cheating, but polygamous nature and cheating are not the same.
Okay.
Now, our forefathers, okay, I'm talking based on research because some of these things, we look at it from every angle.
Yeah.
I look at this from every angle. And I want our audience, people out there, to understand that the reason why we are dealing with why that you hear the word cheating sincerely, no quotes, but then it means you take a knife and stab the person who committed that crime. Why? Because it happens for different reasons. Now, our forefathers, especially from the African side, I would call some traditions that if you have anything with another woman, or with another man, curse or something like that, some tradition will take its full course. So they tell the men, instead of you to go and have a wife, they take a third wife.
Okay, so instead of you to...
Now that's polygamy.
Okay. No. This is serious. This is getting interesting. So because you don't want to go outside,
yes, it is.
You are getting more wives.
Exactly.
Will help you
exactly.
Urge of getting sexual attachment to one person or the other. But what if the third wife or the seventh wife? That's why you see a lot of African men getting married to as much as 10 wives. Is that healthy enough?
Actually, now I'm trying to buttress and hold my point on the aspect of polygamy. Polygamy has come with its own chaos. And who, first wife, third wife, fifth wife, which leads to cheating. Why? Because you get to hear after a while that they must, you don't begin such stuff. Then, as the years began to run by, men tried to avoid that aspect of polygamy. But even though they were trying to avoid that aspect of polygamy, Najite, check very well, you will understand that even when certain men don't marry more than one wife, but you hear that they have children from different women.
Right.
Do you understand my point?
Okay.
So especially in the United States.
We're heading somewhere. Why is it an entitlement? Why is it an entitlement that it is okay for a man to have different children from different women outside their marriage?
I really want to be very plain about something. It's not an entitlement, actually. People don't, we take up traditions, what we have heard. We cling a lot to the status quo. That's why it's like that. And somehow, society has come to accept it. That society accepts a thing doesn't mean it's right. Because, sincerely speaking, the chaos it has left, one of the consequences of this particular mentality of entitlement today has led to what we call dysfunctional homes and dysfunctional children. You have children growing up in a dysfunctional way. They don't even know who their father is, who their mother is. You have young boys who are broken, and broken boys become broken men, and broken men end up breaking society.
Right.
So we're not going to clap hands and say, because the society, you know, feels it's okay. Somebody now gets up and say it's okay. No, it will create more chaos in the society.
I quite don't agree with you saying society feels it is okay, because if society feels it okay, we will not have this conversation right now. This conversation will not keep coming up over and over again. I am a product of polygamy, and I know the dysfunctionality it has caused in my family. As a matter of fact, my eldest step siblings and I, we don't even relate on a mutual ground. So you can imagine what polygamy has done. My father had three wives and had another child out of his marriage. So he already had different children. And I can tell you for a fact that we're not so much in good terms.
It's
polygamous family as well.
Yeah.
Our mind.
Yeah. If you notice, for a very long time, we accepted it. A part of society accepted it. especially from the traditional angle. All right.
Okay.
It's just that we began to see the decadence and the destruction and the dysfunctionality it's bringing. This is the reason why, you know, many people are beginning to revolt against it. But the truth of the matter is that there are a lot of places, regions, nations, continents, where the society have, they know it's wrong, but they feel that the status quo that cannot be changed. They just feel it can't be changed. You know, that's the diplomatic way I'm trying to put this. Because a lot of people just feel that there's nothing we can do. But then the aspect of cheating now is where you hear about the affairs that happens here and there. And also, I talked about sexual, emotional. There are also financial, there's financial cheating as well.
Yeah, that's even the most
finance aspect of it.
A discussion around, because you find out that you can, most partners don't even know how to discuss their finances. So I go about telling my partner, I earn 50K, and he goes about saying he earns maybe 100K. And in actual sense, we earn more than what we declare, right? And at the end of the day, when you find out that, oh, this person earns more than me, oh, you should have told me, you know. So take, for example, there was a time we even treated a subject matter like this, where a woman had 3 million in her account and the husband didn't have so much, right? But she wanted him to step up to his responsibility, and the child fell ill and died. She wanted him to step up to his responsibility and refused to pay hospital bill and refused to commit her finances to the child's wealth. And at the end of the day, the child lost his life. I mean, I began to wonder what sort of mother could do that to her own child.
That's completely wrong. That's completely wrong.
Financial cheating. Exactly. That's the detriment of what financial cheating can actually do.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and then the other one I've noticed, we have the one that has to do with career and business.
Yeah,
you know, there are people who are actually, you know, they are so consumed with their career that, you know, that's where they give their all, their emotion, their passion. They give themselves, and every other thing that comes with it, whether it is good or bad, they give themselves to it. So such cheating, that opportunity opens up as a result of their career and their business, their pursuit, their ambition, all right? But then we know that the one that everybody looks at strongly, all right, frowns at strongly, is the sexual cheating and the emotional cheating. You know why I said emotional cheating is key? Do you know that the way the men take matters of cheating from the woman? Now, even though generally everybody will frown at sexual cheating, everybody will frown at it. But now the men find it like an unforgivable sin or an unforgivable crime.
Like when they are women,
a lot of men find it that way.
Right. But the woman would
exactly sexually.
Apart from sexually, now we have issues where this is the latest one I've just found out though.
No, Najite.
Right.
Najite.
Okay, hey, go ahead.
Najite. Sorry, please just give me a moment. Yeah, I want to drive in something. Now the other aspect of the woman that comes with, now she will frown at the sexual cheating, all right? Now the woman gets to forgive. But there's this part that might be the emotional aspect of it. Have you seen a situation whereby when the woman finds out that as far as she's concerned, you don't find her attractive anymore. You don't find her, she just found out that when it has to do with giving her attention, you don't give her that attention. It will hurt her the more.
Exactly.
I don't even get my point.
Exactly.
It will hurt the woman the more. Because at that point she will say that, okay, I can take it that, okay, fine. For certain reason, as a human, though, you could have controlled yourself, but you didn't, all right? So take it. So he feels bad for it. But when he has, that means he has emotionally disconnected, because you find out that at that point, he can't even give you himself. He can't go through things and he will just shut his passion. And then he channels it towards another link. Trust me, it will hurt the woman more. It will hurt the woman more. It's very terrible. That's why we have to be very careful, because if we allow cheating, it can move strongly from the sexual part, and once it begins to enter the emotional aspect of it, it begins to grow. And once that happens, the disconnection starts. The disconnection starts. And that's where the chaos enters. But there are several reasons why such things happen. And that's what I believe we want to let people know, so that they can look at it and then they can go back and have conversations that can help them come out of it. Yeah.
With their partners. Right. Okay. So before we go into the reasons why people cheat and things that are examples of cheating that you have mentioned. Now, the latest one I've heard is cheating when you're having conversations on the social media with different women. This is from the men now. This I just found out this one. Now, this man has many women that he speaks to. And then when he was caught, he kept on going, all these things are just, they're just gist, they're just talk. I don't mean them. But finding out, for your partner to find out that you have this kind of discussions, emotional discussions with different women, it messes up the mind. And one of the things that can happen to your partner, if you take them seriously, is the fact that you have messed up with her self-esteem. So she begins to think, am I worthy? Am I worthy of this person? What have I done wrong? What is it that I'm not doing right? You know, so those are the things that really messes up the mind and they're bringing us to have this conversation why men and women cheat in their relationship. It can be so depressing. You just see her going, oh, you call this person XYZ, X, you call X baby, you call Z baby, you call X baby, and you come back and tell your partner baby, and your mom, and the lady just looks at such message and she goes, who am I? Actually, am I even part of these people that you call baby? Because I cannot even understand what is going on anymore. So that trust, you've broken it. End of the day, when you confront the men as to why this kind of thing keep going on, they keep telling you, oh, it's nothing. I just enjoy the conversation. It's just talk, nothing serious. I mean, what do you have to say to that kind of cheating?
Well, for me, I sincerely would say that, men who deceive themselves like that, for me, they are just deceiving themselves. Are you getting what I'm saying? If what you do, maybe based on your job or your work, interfaces the fact that you have to, interface with a lot of women. But now, when it gets to a point where you now begin to use certain emotional words, and your wife knows that you don't even use such words with her, you know, you're so kind out there. You know, women could be very, very...
same word with your wife.
Exactly.
For example, baby, sweetheart, sugar. You use the same words with your wife, and then you use that to other women. Let's take
having a
relationship is quite different from having an emotional discussion.
Najiti, right. if we leave the marriage context now, if you notice that there are singles who, when they talk, they won't call themselves my love. Singles.
Okay.
Now, I feel that it is the trend. Now, I'm not making excuses, please. I'm not making excuses. But okay. I'm trying to also make you understand that there are people that they just flow that way. Even those in diaspora, in the American setting, they want to talk to someone, they just say, honey, because I say, hey, my darling, you say somebody, sweetheart. They use such words.
Right.
Do you understand? All right. They use such words. So such initial words should not be what should trigger that. Because you just find, people who are used to watching Telemundo movies, the way all these Mexican guys relate, the way the American people, this will not be a major problem over there. But your partner will require that there has to be something that makes me different from these ones. There has to be something.
There has to be something that makes you unique.
And when they can't find it, and they find out that they are in a general clique, then it becomes a problem.
Right. So what's the solution to such situation?
Truth be told. Wait for where are these ones going? Hello?
Go ahead, we can hear you.
Now, for me, sincerely speaking, the solution still remains a very difficult one for a lot of a lot of you know, presence, both those who are couples and singles. You know how serious this kind of conversation is. It's a very deep conversation. Sometimes you want to express yourself in a way that you want your partner to understand and not get biased and not feel insecure. So sometimes a lot of persons are scared of being that open with their conversation because they don't know if their partner will misunderstand the conversation. So most times it is until when an issue comes up, a secret has been revealed, something has happened. And as I tell people, when stuff happen like this, before you start shouting, how could you, ask the question why. Don't say how could you, ask the question why. And be humble enough to find out that it's possible that there might be a reason. You might be a factor. Why, you know, just in case, for example, if I have a wife who, you know, I'm scared that there are some things I want to say concerning my conversation with certain females, and I feel that she will get so insecure. And I know that day, if she finds out now, if I even tell her, that day we'll quarrel. Now, thank God I don't have such kind of wife. But then, I'm saying that if I have that kind of wife, thank God I don't. Since then, I'll begin to hide things.
Okay.
Because I like my peace. I'll begin to hide things because I like my peace.
This is quite conflicting. I mean, like if you are in a partnership, if you are in marriage, you should be expected that both partners should be open and communicate. But unfortunately, we don't have that in African setting. They find it difficult to communicate with their spouse.
Yes.
You know, things like this would not come up if you have communication. If your communication is tight, if it is solid, I don't think things like this would, you know, cause conflict. Be able to tell your wife, oh, she's just a colleague. And you should be able to be free when you're talking to that person around your wife. You can't even
Najite, even those who are in the US have their own problem. The Western world have their own problem. You know, they are very expressive. Their expressive nature at times brings a lot of misunderstanding. But you see, the issue there is that, number one, for those of us in Africa, you know, communication is a very big problem. Our foundation and our history has made us today, we find we are not very expressive. Now, from the Western world, they are very expressive. But the problem is that there is much expression, but lack of understanding and emotional immaturity. All right, just find someone just talking about the way she feels or the way he feels, and you see them, they get so insecure about anything, everything, and before you know it, they begin to hide in the relationship about the feel. And that's one of the areas I feel that we need to adopt a lot of emotion if we're going to tackle this age-long problem. A lot of maturity needs to come in, and we don't find that in relationships and in marriage. Don't find that you discover that some of the things that have hit other marriages, that crashed other marriages, others worked. Okay. Infidelity has been one of the things that has crashed marriages. But at the same time, we've seen marriages that chose to sit at it, talk about it, work it out. And statistics has it that 65%, I'm speaking about statistics, that 65% of marriages who went through an affair, who sat down to work at it, they ended up being happy and successful at the end of the day.
Wow, awesome.
Yes.
So why do men find it difficult to communicate with their wives? Why?
Okay, now that's a...
You would come across issues where, you know, the wife is expecting that the man complain and just, let's just talk about this thing. And he keeps hiding and buckling it up. Even when she says, I'm ready to listen, let's have a discussion about this problem, let's try and solve this issue, you will still have difficulty with the man coming out to talk about these things. Why?
Well, you know, thank God I'm also a man, all right? So it's not something that is far-fetched.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, men. You know, we are ego. We have our egos, and our ego blinds us. Blinds us. Yes, our ego blinds us. We are very logical. You know, we are very logical. No, our ego, when it overtakes us, it leads to pride. The ego is in us as men. The ego is in every man. But then when it takes over you, it graduates into pride. All right? When you're dealing with someone who is proud, a proud person doesn't see anything wrong in what he's doing. But when you're dealing with somebody that is under the influence of his ego and emotional immaturity because of the way the core of how men were raised and because of the core of how men are formed, we feel that at that point, when we open our mouth and we are speaking, we are always afraid of what will come next. Because one of the core of every man is the fear of failure.
Okay.
One of the cause of every man is the fear of failure.
Who says that the marriage will fail if you come through and talk about these issues? Who says that? I mean, the woman is now beginning to hear you out.
Now,
because
if you check,
it's a situation where you now start hearing, why didn't you tell me? Why did you lie? Why did you have to lie? I would have, if you had told me the truth, we would have solved it. It would have been a different baggage, all the same. So why, a particular way the woman is supposed
when you to notice, an atmosphere of communication and not interrogation.
Okay.
When you begin to interrogate a man, he begins to hide. I tell women, never interrogate a man. Never. Okay. Don't interrogate him. I use the word never. Don't interrogate a man. When you begin to because women have this strong intuition that helps them fish. They can just know that something is fishy. Something is not just right. They can tell from miles away. All right? Now, you find out that the approach on which you take can help the man open up. Sometimes you can even get to a point where you tell him, my dear, I know that something is wrong. Maybe you're just afraid to tell me about it. But I just want you to know that whatever it is, you can tell me before it's too late. You can share it. You can talk about it. You know, when you create that atmosphere, if you notice, you know that one of the reasons why men cheat, amongst other reasons why men cheat, most times is because they are looking for connections, emotional connections.
That's interesting.
They are looking for emotional connections. Even though one of the other reasons why men cheat is that they are looking for a way out. When people find out that relationship is not just working, check those who are dating, especially the singles who are seeing a relationship. They begin to cheat because their heart has gone far from the relationship. So they just want everything to bust out. They just want it to bust. Sometimes they're waiting for something to go wrong. So they begin to cheat. They begin to open themselves to diverse kinds of connections. So I said, most times the men are looking for connection because that part of them is seeking for compassion and support. But most of the times, a lot of women, their words are not compassionate or supportive. So at that point, their words need to sound as though, you know, men are logical. Something in their mind starts telling them how the way this woman is talking. You know, when a woman says, I know you close from work. Why are you coming back late? I know you close from work by 4 p.m. And then I know from Egbeda to Igondo is less than 30 minutes. And then between that place and there, if there's hold up, let's say 45 to 50 minutes. But it takes you 2 hours to get to the house. So please, why are you coming back late? Now, if you notice, you've asked a question after you've given a major interrogation.
Right. You've investigated and found out already. You know, feel like that kind of analysis is based on an assumption because you never can tell how long that traffic took. Yeah.
Yeah. So now the kind of answer you will get your answer in threefolds. Number one, you will get a dismissal answer, or you will get an evasive or defensive answer. Or number three, you might just have a reaction. You might just get a reaction. So it calls for maturity.
Now, this brings me to a scenario where this particular couple had it going on cheating episodes after cheating episodes. And at the end of the day, the wife went ahead as, you know, scan coding the WhatsApp information of the man. And then every message that he gets from all his babes drops on her phone. And at the day she dropped it to him, and like, these are the people that you're talking to. They're not even as fine as me. They are not even this, that, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. He goes defensive and he turned round. The clock turned round. You know, he just became so proud. He just became so defensive as to why would you even go as far as, you know, getting my messages dropped on your phone. It went as far as family issues, and the family of the woman surprisingly started supporting the man that she went too far. So you're talking about the way we want to ask questions. It's very dicey because emotions has a certain role to play as well in this kind of issue. So talk to us. What is the best strategy to get answers from your partner?
Okay. Like I said, there's already a problem with our communication. Do you understand? Now, one of the ways to do this is that you don't need to go about saying you want to go out checking phones, you're suspecting anything and all that. The moment you find out, all right, wisdom is
popular. I'm a suspect to that one.
Which one?
Okay. Checking phones.
Okay. No, there's no need. You will just give yourself heart attack.
Right.
You will give your, because guess what? Your suspicion will always come to pass.
Always. Because always. The instincts of a woman is super strong. And I've come to realize that the instincts never betray you.
Yes. Mm. Very strong. So the best thing you can do is communication. Every time you prove to him that he's safe with you, every time you prove to him that he's safe with you, a man begins to open up. Every time you prove to him that he is safe with you, he begins to open up. But every time you prove to him that he's a dead man with you, he begins to run away. Because I tell you the truth. Even those who are going about having side chicks here and there, all right? Majority of them are looking for connections. Now, excluding those who have already made themselves, these ones, I call these ones, they are like, they are people who want to explore, and those who want to turn themselves, who have turned themselves into, you know, promiscuous, you know, personalities. And these are people that if you notice, they don't care. Even when you try to talk to them, they don't care. When the truth even comes out, they still don't care. Such kind of persons, those are not, that's the kind of marriage you want to continue with, or that's the kind of relationship you want to continue with.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Those type is not the one you want to, because it is obvious that you're dealing with somebody who practically doesn't care about the feelings of the other person.
But he or she doesn't care. That person needs help.
No, I'm not denying the fact they don't need help. There are some of them who have gender identity issues, and there are some of them too who have mental disorder. Because mental disorder, sexual perversions is one of the things that also leads to that makes men and women cheat as well. There are those that actually need help as well.
Okay.
Yes, so there are those who actually need help themselves. That one, we're not disputing that. In fact, there are people who are already plagued by drugs. They are plagued by all kinds of substances. But they don't tell you. They bring it into their relationship. They bring it into their marriage. They bring in the use of substances into their marriage. I'm telling you. And it has totally ruptured their relationships, scattered the marriage automatically. So such people also need help. But for me, based on what I do as a counselor and an emotional wellness therapist, I am not at the judgmental, you know, scene or platform. When I hear an issue, I want to find out the root cause, because I always believe that there's no smoke without fire. I want to trace down to how you grew up. I want to trace down to how you were born. I want to trace down to, you know, the environment you grew up in. I want to trace down to your dysfunction. I want to trace down to your hurts, past experience. I want to trace down to a lot of things. You know, do you know actually that there are people who just seek validations? That's why they cheat. They are those who just seek validations.
That's very correct.
Yeah. They seek validations. For example, some men who have erectile dysfunctions, they are wondering why when they are with their spouse, they wonder why they just have erectile dysfunctions. And it begins to bother them. And trust me, you know, it's one issue that kills the ego of a man. It makes a man feel less than himself. Some of them decide to go and try it out with someone else. To be sure.
When they succeed trying it out with someone else, they just stick to that person like, oh, yeah, I can actually achieve this with you. So why am I with the other person?
Unfortunately, yes.
That it's really
unfortunately,
dicey.
Yes.
I don't know. I just hope that we're picking one or two things out of this conversation that we're having. Still talking about women, because women have a lot of role to play here when it comes to communication. And you've talked about we not attacking or interrogating our partners when we suspect things. And you have talked about the ways to go about it. Instead of interrogate, we ask questions in a subtle manner. That is important.
And create and make them create that that atmosphere of security. You know, there are some men, they are afraid that if they just tell their wife, the family members are found out. Some women who are afraid that if they just tell their husband anything, they started calling family members. And they can't take it. They can't just take it. All right? They can't take it. We are humans, for crying out loud. Even though, yes, we need the grace of God. Sincerely, we need it. But then, let us not be the instruments of you know, destroying people's self-esteem. Let us not become the instrument of taking away people's pride and self-worth, which automatically opens them up to seeking validations and all kinds of means that at the end of the day will jeopardize our relationships. So we need to really look at that. And then another reason also is revenge. Revenge is another reason. They just want to get back at their partner. All right. You too. I will do my own. You see how it feels. All right.
And let me do. At the end of the day.
Is that?
That leads to destruction at the end of the day.
No. Trust me. It does. It destroys. And I can tell you too, there are couples that are living like roommates as we speak. Yeah. They are living like roommates. The man is doing his own thing. The woman is doing her own thing. And when they go for occasions, they stand together. They won't put on the same clothes.
Like you said, roommates. Just be go ahead. Let's just be here because this thing exists between us.
Yes, and then you now find out that
that can destroy your mental health. That is
exactly.
Worse.
It's worse.
Now we've talked about solutions for women. How about men? What are the solutions for men?
Okay, sincerely speaking, like I said, I know that sincerely there's a place and there's a role where we pray to God to help us. But the other thing I believe we can do is create systems around you. Create systems around you. I'm saying this as a man because it has worked for me. Create systems because you are not too strong to cheat. You're not too strong to fall. Create systems for the men. Create systems. You can't tell yourself that after work, you're just heading straight to the club. You're even going alone. All right. You go to the strippers club, you go to places that you forget that, you know, a man has over 16 nerves that controls his eyes. The nerves of a man's eyes are very strong. Yeah. The nerves in a man's eyes are very strong, stronger than that of the woman. All right, so it makes the man to capture and save. Yes, our eyes can save. Our eyes are power savers.
Actually, moves them. Men are like, what's the common word that they say? Men are moved by what they see.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So
you have to discipline yourself not to see things as a man.
just do your. I use the word, do your best. All right. Let it be that from the depth of your heart, you are doing your best. Not that you are just one outright promiscuous womanizer that goes after everything in skirts or everything that is a female, all right? Let it be that you are doing your best. Because we live in a wicked world, trust me. We live in a deceptive world. We live in a complicated world, okay? So create these systems, all right? Like for me, I have a particular day every week. I don't go anywhere with my family. And with my family, I created that system.
Family, right?
Yeah, right. And with my family, Somebody might say, okay, maybe because you're not strong enough. No problem. I don't trust myself. But you should know that you have to help yourself too.
Of course.
Don't even trust yourself either. Don't even trust yourself either.
Yourself from the problem.
Yes. All right. And then the other part is that do your best to define every relationship around you, especially that with the opposite sex. Do your best to define relationships around you. Because today, one of the issues around cheating or all kinds of perversions, because a lot of our relationships are not defined. We hide under the guise and under the canopy of the word, let's just be friends. It's a common word now, let's just be friends. All right? Mm-hmm. Let's just be friends. But I always tell people, even in marriage.
That's terrible. How about friends with benefits?
You can see now. It's a major thing now.
Being side chicks. There are a lot of them.
Yes. They are telling you that I'm not against your home. I'm not going to tap out your family. You know, let it just be that this is the area where I'm benefiting from you. And a lot of people are getting by. Guess what? I know why it's in quotes. Please, I want them to understand me. You know why in quotes, it looks as though it's working and many are subscribing to it? It's because a lot of us are looking for connections. If this one can give it to me, I can just take it and keep living my life. When I'm tired of it, I come out of it.
Okay.
So we keep looking for connection. That's why we have, you know, just like YouTube, you know, it has a lot of subscribers.
When you say connection, I'm quite not so clear, because you can also make that connection with your partner who you have chosen to be with for the rest of your life. So if you're looking for connection outside, why don't you find it in your partner? If she's not giving you attention, why don't you sit her down and say, oh, this is where I think couples should be doing more of evaluation once in a while. This is the vibe I'm getting wrong from you. Can we, you know, walk around it? I think this should be also a good remedy for couples to always have evaluation period once in a while, maybe 3 times a month, 6 times, maybe once in 3 months, once in 6 months. What do you think?
Okay, Najiti, I totally agree with you. Like, for example, now, I run a preparatory school. That's for singles. I also run a reinforcement school for married people. I call it reinforcement. Reinforcement is so that spouses, couples can sit down to analyze the system over and over again. Mm-hmm. So you are not far-fetched from the truth. You are very correct. In fact, you are absolutely right. So but a lot of couples don't do this. They don't even have the humility to do it. Some people are telling you, why do you want to subject our marriage to this? So, you know, some persons are even, you know, afraid to hear the truth. They don't want to talk about it. We become proud, we become egotistical, we become stubborn, and we become selfish and self-centered. So I began to tell them that, hey, couples, you need reinforcement. You need reinforcement. Sit down and analyze the system. Because you'll be shocked that your wife is saying, oh, there was a time you were so caring. Now you're no longer caring. Oh, there's a time you were this. You're no longer doing this anymore. So you see, when you don't analyze the system, what they call the law of diminishing return, the law of diminishing return will begin to take its course. Right. So to avoid the law of diminishing return, you now need to analyze the system again. And it's, like you said, is what couples need to be doing. And when we don't do this, people now subscribe to these other reasons. And truth be told, there are couples that they've tried their best for 5 years, 10 years. It looks as though they just have unchanging partners. And sometimes they just can't hold it much longer. And some, they just have selfish and narcissists as partners. They have narcissist partners who don't even care. If it doesn't benefit them, they don't bother themselves. So at that particular stage, you know, you find couples who give up. They give up and then they just get tired.
And then they go their separate way.
And then they get tired, and then they go their separate way and they start doing their own thing. But I believe, like you said, there is hope and there's a way out. I believe that they can sit down and talk about it. Let's let go of our pride. And now when it looks as though we cannot handle it, at that stage, we have to bring in the services of a therapist. A family therapist can help out.
Okay.
And a lot of couples must humble themselves and appreciate the services of these people, because we have saved a lot of marriages. We have saved a lot. Who claim that, no, we don't need anybody. We'll try that ourselves. We'll struggle that ourselves. And the person has been there 10, 15 years. And then after a while, they say, I can't do this no more. A therapist, you have refused. You don't want anybody to talk to us. You want us to just keep dragging. And it's obvious that both of us cannot just come to an agreement. So we need an unbiased third party. So after a while, they give up. They give up.
Yeah.
Nobody just divorce and separates like that. Najite, nobody just, it doesn't just happen.
Right.
It doesn't just happen.
There's always a reason for it.
There's always a reason, and it's been going on. It's been going on for a long time. I'm telling you, it's been going on. You know, someone say, oh, but you spent 10 years. No, they didn't spend 10 years. They endured 10 years.
They managed 10 years.
10 years. And you'll be thinking that 10 years, they were happy. Until they tell you the truth that they've been suffering in the last 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
You've said it all, and I wish we had so much time to talk more. I'm definitely going to bring you back on the program to talk more about these issues. If you're going to make yourself available to us, I would appreciate that, because I'm sure a lot of people have learned one or two things today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Uche, Na, Ju, and Austin, for joining the program. I really, really appreciate it. I think we're having some questions here, because I had some people join in, and somebody is in their hands. Let's just hear what they have to say. Okoro Chisom has something to say. Hello, Okoro, you can unmute your mic and, you know, tell us what you want.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Pastor Uchenna.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Please, first, one of the questions is this. Is there a difference between insecurity and trust?
Good one.
Yes. Yes, there is. There's a difference between insecurity is powered by fear, envy, and jealousy. Insecurity.
Okay.
But love is powered by trust is powered by love that protects and supports.
Okay.
Love, okay. I repeat, trust is powered by love that protects and supports.
Okay.
Not the love that is possessive. You can't tell me you trust me and you're possessive. No.
Yes.
No. But that of insecurity, yes, is also powered by envy, jealousy, and when you're also possessive, when you become possessive, even anger also brings about insecurity. So they are not the same.
Okay. Another one. This is somehow like a question and also a help I need. I'm in this relationship, like right here, I'm in UAE, I'm in Dubai, and my date is in Nigeria. You understand? Right. She's actually in Port Harcourt. And recently we had a very serious issue. Okay. And she was, I know myself, I was at fault. Like, I know I was at fault. You understand? I can't deny that fact. And secondly, I've pleaded for forgiveness, which she did. Now, my help, where I need help now is in the aspect of insecurity. Because I usually, we are apart. This is a distance relationship. And I'm into this relationship 100% without any doubt or any compromising of any kind, you understand? So I need a help how to deal on insecurity. Because on my own, just as what Pastor Juan has just explained, I find out that yes, it's really, really correct, because I have those feelings, like about two of them, but for the trust, I trust her. But for the insecurity, I really want to deal with that insecurity, because I really mean now I have a real this thing, positive action or positive thing for the relationship. So I really want to know how to deal with
Okay, let me just answer you. Let me just answer you. Okoro, the truth of the matter is that the problem is not with your girl. The problem is you. So take her out of the scene so that you don't lose a good person. Take her out.
Yeah.
All right. Because sometimes we end up hurting the right people. And they yeah. might just they might stay with us for a while. And if we're not careful, when our being with them becomes toxic, if yeah. we are not careful, we create a vacuum in them and they will begin to seek connection from other persons. Especially okay. when you're not even married to them yet. At that one, you are not safe at all. At that point, you might open her up to another person. So now
what is the solution?
So now you have to deal with yourself. Ask yourself a question. Why am okay. I insecure? Where did this insecurity come from? Is it okay. as a result of what I experienced? Is it a result of something that happened to me that I need to forgive? Is it a result of what happened to me while I was growing up? Is it a result of somebody who hurts me? You need to answer the why. And this why now has nothing to do with your girl. It has everything to do with you. If you answer it with you, you will get your answer.
All righty. I think I'll take one more question from you and then we'll call it a wrap.
All right, Okoro. Hello. Hi, Okoro.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello. I said, actually, you're right, sir. In this aspect of what you've listed, I happen to find myself, I've been in a relationship, a distant relationship, actually. I was badly hurt. You understand? So I usually keep my stand when it comes to relationship because I really respect people's feelings. I don't joke with that. You understand? So
okay.
that relationship made me had so many thoughts about being in another relationship, which after it took me about a year and to clear my head before going into another relationship, before going to this particular relationship. And I'm usually in like 100% in when it comes to that. So that's why I asked that question, because I really want to work on myself so that it won't lead okay. to a vacuum.
All right.
Just said.
Okay. See, now see. The challenge there that you only cleared your head by entering another relationship. You did not heal. Okoro, I'm just telling you the basic truth. This one is a painful truth. You only cleared your head by entering another relationship. You did okay. not heal. That's why the problem is still there. And there are millions of people like you out there. I tell people, never clear your head. It's just like how I can decide to clear my head by having sex with someone else. Do you know there are people, depression is the only reason, you know, why another guy will think that they love you. That's why you never judge a man's love for you by sex. Men don't bond with sex. Women can bond with sex. Men don't bond with sex.
You're right.
Do you understand? Now, for you, you were having issues that had to do with, there were internal problems, okay? You were meant to heal before entering another relationship. You only cleared your head when another girl entered your life and you brought her in to clear your head.
So it was more like a rebound.
It's a rebound. Okay. Thank you, Najite.
Okay, in what you're saying right now, is there no solution? Like, for me, I'm ready to work out. Yeah, I'm ready to work out things.
There is a solution.
Do you even love this person right now? This person
100%, 100%, ma. Like,
yes.
I'm not joking about it. 100, if I can say 101%, I'm...
Don't worry, from the way you're talking. Don't worry, from the way you're talking, I can analyze that. I can deduce that you love the girl. But now, yeah. if you notice, I made a statement to you because I am also giving you a future counsel so that you don't lose a good person.
100%, yeah, you're right.
Because a lot of men sometimes end up losing such people. Now, I don't want to lose her, all right? So what I want you to do is, I want you to, when you're, next time we're talking with her, please allow her breathe. That particular area where you are constantly antagonizing her, especially because, okay, let me ask you a question. Has she found out that you are insecure?
Yes, she told me that. She told me that I lack trust and I'm insecure. I told her I trust her, but for the insecurity that I can accept. That was why I asked that my first question, the difference between trust and insecurity.
Okay, my dear, don't worry. But for her to have pointed that out to you, it shows that you have to work fast. You have to act fast on yourself. those areas where you normally, you know, become toxic around her, make sure you stop being toxic around that area. Instead of getting angry with her, go and get angry with yourself. Instead of shouting at her, go and shout at yourself. Because the more you hit it at her, if you are not careful, you will begin to distance, she will begin to distance herself. And of course, you are already physically distant. So my brother, you have to be more understanding than ever. You have to become more understanding than ever. Learn not to take too many things too serious. Don't be petty about everything. Go to solve it. Don't be petty about everything. Add more maturity, okay? Ask more questions rather than conclusions. Ask questions rather than conclusions. Don't interrogate. Communicate. All right? Don't interrogate. Communicate. Avoid anger. Avoid being bitter. You just say, hey, don't conclude. Never conclude. Instead, ask questions genuinely to hear and to learn. You will see that gradually that insecurity will begin to go. It will not begin to leave you. And then, of course, heal, heal, heal. And I feel that you can also heal with this kind of woman in your life. But when you become toxic around her, you will make life difficult for her.
You're right.
All right. Thank you so much. Chaina, I thank you, Okoro, for being a part of this. I'm sure that you have learned something today. And please take the advice. Do not interrogate. Do not, you know, make her feel very uncomfortable. And you
I really don't want to lose this girl. I really don't want to lose her for anything. So I have to do anything I can within my power to do it.
Right.
That's a promise. That's the promise.
I'm glad that at least you can recognize your fault and your flaws. And then
what's that? If you have a problem, you say you have a problem. You don't just have a problem and pretend though.
A lot of men don't,
but I don't see it to be nice. I don't see it to be a nice listen, no.
All right, I wish we had enough time, but we don't have. So thank you so much, Okoro, for joining. And thank you, Uchena, Juan, Augustine. He has been so amazing. It has been marvelous. It's been an interesting conversation. And I'm glad that at least we solved one problem on today's episode. I would like to have more of you during sessions like this. Thank you so much, Uchena.
All right. Thank you.
So that's it on the dialogue session of Dialogue with Najitik. And I'm sure definitely that you've heard one or two things that can help you in your relationship. Pride comes before a fall. So why don't you identify the issues that is going on within your relationship, bring it out for solutions. So therefore, you're going to have a wonderful and amazing marriage or relationship.